to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Last night, we explored one of my favourite passages in the Bible. In Luke 23, we read about the criminal crucified next to Jesus. This man admits his own guilt before God, asks Jesus for a place in God's kingdom, and hears from Jesus the most beautiful words of all. Today, you will be with me in paradise. This is complete free forgiveness for someone who clearly didn't deserve it. For some people, though, this seems wrong. How can a God who claims to be perfect let a convicted criminal off the hook? Where's the justice in that? This is a question many people ask when they hear of the free gift of God's mercy toward the guilty. And it's a good question. If we require justice in our world, why should it be any different with God? Why should God forgive the criminal on the cross? Why should he welcome in a drug dealer who's spent his life ruining the lives of others? Why should he accept a crooked politician after he's lied and cheated to the public? How could he pardon a convicted murderer or wife beater or whatever? The answer to these questions is simple. There is actually a dark side of God's forgiveness. According to the story we've been following from Luke chapter 23, although God's forgiveness was free of charge to the criminal, it was extremely costly to Jesus. It continues like this. Around noon, the sky turned dark and stayed that way until the middle of the afternoon. The sun stopped shining. Jesus shouted, "Father, I put myself in your hands." Then he died. A crowd had gathered to see the terrible sight. After they saw it, they felt brokenhearted and went home. It's hard to imagine a more unfair execution. Jesus was not a crook, but he died between two of them. He posed no political threat, but it was politicians who sealed his death. He never spoke of a military takeover, but it was soldiers who hammered the nails through his body. On that day, the only truly innocent man of all history was slaughtered like a truly guilty man. But this is precisely the point. One innocent man died in the place of guilty people, so that guilty people could become innocent in God's eyes. When Jesus died, he took upon himself the full force of God's anger against the world. He absorbed our punishment. He endured judgment so that we could enjoy God's forgiveness. He suffered like hell so that we could get to heaven. The blow we deserved, he took. This is the dark side of God's forgiveness. How can a God who claims to be perfect let a convicted criminal off the hook? It's because someone else was put on the hook, so to speak, instead of him. Jesus was condemned in his place, and in my place too. I once heard about a man who, while on an interstate business trip, betrayed his wife and had a fling with a young businesswoman. When he returned home, he debated in his mind whether or not to tell his wife. After a couple of weeks, the guilt was so great that he actually sat his wife down at the kitchen table and, through his tears, confessed his unfaithfulness and begged for her forgiveness. Understandably, it was a very emotional moment. But despite his wife's shock and hurt, she looked at him and, through her own tears, said, "I forgive you." He could hardly believe what he was hearing. It seemed so easy. A week or so later, this man was sitting in his office thinking about his wife's amazing forgiveness, and he decided to go home and thank his wife and tell her how much he loved her. As he opened the front door, he heard crying from the bedroom. He quietly walked over to the door, which was slightly open, and he looked in. And there was his wife, kneeling by their bed, sobbing, and repeating over and over, "Lord, help me to forgive. It hurts so much. Help me to forgive." As this man stood frozen at the bedroom door, he was struck by two thoughts. He realized the greatness of his wife's forgiveness, but it also dawned on him just how much his betrayal had cost her. Replace that image in your mind with the image of Jesus dying on the cross. The same two thoughts should strike every one of us. When we understand that Jesus died for our wrongdoing, we ought to be amazed at the depths of the divine forgiveness, that he would go that far to pardon us. But as we think of the cross, we should also realize just how much our betrayal of God cost him. God's amazing forgiveness has both a beautiful side and a dark or costly side. Free for you and me, costly for Jesus Christ, God in the flesh. Probably no one has understood this better than the criminal on the cross next to Jesus that first Good Friday. Only a short time after he had been promised paradise, he watched a strange darkness swallow up the sky as Jesus yelled out and died. On the one hand, he must have felt an overwhelming comfort and happiness, knowing that he was forgiven by God and on his way to paradise. On the other hand, watching Jesus sacrifice his life must have been a very, very disturbing experience. Here, Jesus bore his and our judgment so that we could be forgiven. As with all the episodes recorded about Jesus, this one has some pretty obvious implications for you and me. We should probably start asking ourselves a few questions. Do we realize what God's forgiveness cost Jesus? Are we grateful for it? And will it affect the way we live in the future? These questions are crucial if we want to understand the Christian faith.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.